Morning Show at East Coast at 087 77 11 103. We've spoken many a time with Vera Toomey. She was telling us about importing medicinal cannabis from the Netherlands, and often she would have to go over and actually get it, and this is for her daughter Ava, who has a variation of epilepsy. Medicinal cannabis campaigners went to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to step in and stop them having to travel abroad for the drug. So since the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, the HSE has organised the importation and delivery of the medicine. However, this will stop once COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. They'll be back on the plane again over to the Netherlands to get the supply. And on the line, we're joined by Vera Toomey. Hi, Vera.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
I'm grand. And how are you keeping during all this?
Well, I'm, to be honest with you, I'm really worried. And thank you for having us on to speak with us about it. excuse me, we're... Do you know, Declan, we thought there was nothing else that could happen that would be so frightening, you know, and then COVID came, and I hope you're all keeping safe from the COVID. And
yeah, we are. And how's Ava? How's Ava getting on?
She's good, thanks. She's good. She had a couple of bits of colds and bits and pieces that shook her up a bit, all right, kind of October, and it's taken a while for her to recover from them. But
right. Just to remind our listeners, you got a huge fight there to have this medicinal cannabis, which you say has made a huge difference to how she lives with Dravet syndrome and her illness. And the difficulty was, of course, that it wasn't available in Ireland. So you had to go off to, and it wasn't just Amsterdam, I believe, it was somewhere down the country as such in the Netherlands.
Yeah. You'd fly into Amsterdam, but you'd have to take a train and a tram then from the airport to go further into The Hague to the pharmacy.
To get this, and then you had to bring it back. And then, of course, COVID came, and you couldn't do that anymore. So the HSE, there was an arrangement that it would be delivered to you. With the vaccine coming, we hope, and things going back to whatever normal is, you would be expected then to go back on that trek again every so often. So you're worried about that.
We're desperately afraid, because you're talking about, you know, it was about an 18-hour round trip to get over to collect the medication from where we live here in Cork, going into the airport, getting the plane, as I said, the trains and the trams and all this, and come back again. You had to wait till that night to get a flight back to Cork. So I thought when the delivery came temporarily last April, which I might add, we appreciate. I appreciate that very much, the intervention on that. But I thought that we could work towards making it permanent. But unfortunately, the description of the delivery is a temporary emergency measure. And the view at the moment in the department is that when COVID restrictions are lifted, we should go back and collect the medication again, almost as if they're doing us a favour by, you know, delivering the medication to the children and to the adults who have licences for it. But surely it's a right to have access to your medication in a normal fashion anyway. But when COVID came, if we have to go back to travelling, Declan, COVID could raise its head at any time. Again, it's uncharted territory completely. And the thing is, people like our daughter have serious issues with their immune system. They have compromised immunity. And if COVID raised its head again, if we come back and bring COVID into our home, it could cost our daughter her life. That's how serious it is. There's a little child called Charlotte Figge. People might be familiar with Charlotte's story. She also had Dravet syndrome. She got access to medical cannabis. And Charlotte battled Dravet syndrome for 13 years. And last April, COVID took her life. And I'm so afraid because,
Charlotte, the same might happen.
Charlotte was a much stronger little person, Lord mercy on her, than our daughter is. And it'd be a fright to God if it was the... Sorry, no. It'd be a fright to God if it because of the fact that they just wouldn't deliver the medication that we could lose our child. Like, it's back to this again, and I can't believe I have to be back on the radio talking to you again about this.
And have you been in contact with Minister Donnelly or the HSE or the department?
I have tried and tried and tried to contact Stephen Donnelly. I have been phoning, I have been emailing, I have been doing everything I can since like last August or September. And Matt Cooper asked me to speak on his program yesterday, and about 2 minutes after coming off the Matt Cooper program, I got an email from the minister's office asking me to know what I wanted to talk about. And blasted Declan, they know what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I've had politicians locally, Andreas Moynihan, he's a TD, Fianna Fáil TD in Macroom. He spoke to Stephen Donnelly just last week about this. He finally managed to catch him. And they know what we want to talk about. They know what this child needs. And this is our third health minister that we've dealt with about this topic. And yet it's the same carry-on, you know.
Well, Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, his office is actually just down the road from us, a couple of kilometres. So what would you say to him this morning?
I'd say answer your phone. I'd say stop ignoring me. I'd say you know what I need. You know there's people in his own constituency. There's a little boy in his very own constituency in the very same situation as we're in. And I'd say to him, I was good enough for you to talk to before you were the Minister for Health. And after you became the Minister for Health, you wouldn't take a phone call from me. And I rang him yesterday because I got the email, and I tried his mobile yesterday, and again, no reply. This is Stephen Donnelly. Best way to contact me is send a text message. But my daughter is worth more than a text message.
What?
I'm sorry I didn't want to be like this on the phone.
No,
sorry.
You're advocating for your daughter, and everybody will respect that. So don't worry about that. I'm sorry that maybe we're upsetting you here talking about it, but I know you want to get the message out.
The thing about it is, upon my word, I really appreciate your help, because it just goes to show, after talking on the Matt Cooper show yesterday, that's what's effective for people above and the Dáil. You have to go out and talk about your private business, about your children's health, about what's going on in your life and the struggle that you're having. You have to talk about everything so publicly before they take any notice. And it's
Vera,
so unfair.
What do you want Stephen Donnelly to do specifically?
Declan, over in England and up in Northern Ireland, the Home Office over in England, when people got prescribed their medication, their medical cannabis medication over there, they appointed a distributor to go and collect the medication on behalf of the families and bring the medication back and dispense the medication to the patients. And that's all we're asking here as well. I sent all the details, because I'm in contact with all the families, you know, well, not all the families, but a lot of the families over in England that have access to the medical cannabis and that similar conditions to our child. And I sent all the details of the distributors up to the Controlled Drugs Unit in the Department of Health, but they didn't use the details that I sent. I literally made all the phone calls, did all the legwork for them, passed on the information, and nothing came of it. And maybe it's my own fault. I should have tried harder or done better or something. I don't know. But you'd be so tired. You'd be so worn out from trying to get something that really is so obviously fair and just to have access to your own medication, your child's medication. And we just started to put up with the travelling because they told us that there was no way around it. We sort of had to accept that we had to go and, look, the children need the medication, you do what you have to do. But now it's shown that it's possible. It's possible to arrange this. And we just want them to put the measures in place to secure the medication into the future.
Well, let's hope, Minister Donnelly and his office are hearing what you have to say today, Vera. And, I mean, you've been campaigning for a long time. I think you even were in the British Parliament, weren't you?
That's right. Imagine that. They invited us. I beg your pardon, excuse me. They invited us over to the House of Commons, and we were right inside the House of Commons, and there was a large group of people there, including Gardaí, doctors, people with family members who needed the cannabis, people like us with family members who had access to the cannabis, people from several countries, from America, from Canada, we were from Ireland, from England, from Scotland, from all different countries. And they're in a difficult situation over there as well, because there's been action taken surrounding the medical cannabis over there also, but there are a lot of families over there that got the delivery of the medication, but their medication isn't being refunded. For us, we are very, very fortunate that our medication is being refunded, but the situation is now that travelling, we couldn't be doing anything more dangerous than flying from Cork on a plane with other people, arriving at an international hub, which Schiphol is, but, you know, you may have been through Schiphol at some stage.
Yes.
Yeah, and isn't it huge? I mean...
Absolutely. And then you get the train, and then you get a tram.
Yeah,
and all to pick up the medicine and do then the return journey.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, it's been delivered to you, so there must be some way of adapting the situation that was there during COVID for the future to prevent that.
And the other thing I should say, I suppose, is, you know, Micheál Martin was on to us. Micheál Martin spoke to us and was very concerned about Ava. So you'd be wondering, like, if the Taoiseach of the country can make time in the middle of COVID to actually pick up the phone and say, what's going on? You know, what's actually happening? But Stephen won't even take a phone call. You know, September, October, November, we're nearly into December. No, like, you know, second, my daughter's birthday is on Thursday. She's 11 years on Thursday, and I'm here again at this. It's just inhumane.
Let's hope, with all this time, you making the passionate plea right across the country that, and particularly here in close proximity to the minister's office,
there will be some movement. You were so close to him.
We used to have Minister Harris. He's from the same town as Minister Donnelly. So we've got the health ministers, and I'm sure judging by the reaction as well that are coming in on texts, etc., in support of you.
Thank you to everybody as well. Thank you so much. And you know what? We are not very good on Twitter, but we started. Somebody told me that to be noticed on Twitter, you have to do hashtag. So we did hashtag Talk to Vera, and like, you've no idea what support means. Like, even a follow, a tweet, a retweet, just. It really helps, and I think that hashtag Talk to Vera may be partially responsible for getting the word out.
Okay, Vera, yeah. Well, I tell you what, we'll definitely keep in touch with you, and we'll, on your behalf, get in touch with Minister Donnelly's office, and let's see if we've any luck as well.
And he has my number, and if you can give it to him again if you wish, because, I'll be emailing back today, but honest to God, you know, to send an email with no date, no time, nothing of a meeting would shows me, based on the experience that we've had before, that this is not their priority, you know, but it's our priority, and we're responsible for our child and the other people in your own area and across the country that have children that need this medication. Their children are their responsibility too, and we're the kind of people, all of us that have kids that have conditions, we've had to fight for an awful lot of things, so we won't give up on our kids.
Why should you? I can tell the determination there. Vera, the best of luck to you. Wish happy birthday to Ava for Thursday.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us today. We'll talk again. Thank you.
All the best.
Good morning to you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. It's the morning show at East Coast. Loads and loads of texts coming in. I'll read them to you very soon. That's Vera Toomey from Cork at 087 77 11 103.